Hello, word nerds. Welcome to another episode of The Dictionary. I am recording this on May 6th, Revenge of the 6th, 7:04 a.m. So let's talk about, we just have a very small amount of words with lots of definitions. So let's talk about them. The first word in this episode is exposure. E-X-P-O-S-U-R-E. Noun from 1605. Number one, the fact or condition of being exposed. As 1A, the condition of being presented to view or made known, as in a politician seeks lots of exposure. Lots of exposure. So they are presented, reviewed, made known. Yeah, they want to be known. They want to make their viewpoints known. They are a politician, and so they need to get their viewpoints out there so they can get people to vote for them. That's the whole thing about the politicians. It's a very weird, like, hey, I want to be... It's like a weird want-to-be-famous thing, like a celebrity, but you're doing it because you want to make changes politically. Yeah, I don't know. It's an interesting, I want to be there. I want to be out there in the open. I don't know. Anyway, 1B. Boy, there's a lot of definitions. 1B, the condition of being unprotected, especially from severe weather, as in died of exposure. Just out in the elements. You don't want to die of exposure just out there. There's severe weather. There's the sun. If you're in the sand dunes, if you're on the planet Dune, is it also called Arrakis? You would definitely die of exposure there. That's why they're always trying to stay out of the sun and stay away from those big worms. People have died of exposure to worms, at least in that movie. 1C is the condition of being subject to some effect or influence, as in risk exposure to the flu. Well, you can minimize that risk of exposure by wearing a mask, keeping yourself safe. The mask is the big one. Don't be around people also who have the flu. Subject to some effect. Yes, you are subject to the flu, COVID. Yeah. Wear those damn masks. I mean, you know, these days, I'm not seeing a lot of people with masks. I see a few here and there, but yeah, it's a lot less than it used to be. What gets me, though, is when I see people wearing a mask outside, just like walking their dog. I'm like, okay, maybe you're immunocompromised, but the chances of you getting flu or COVID or something outside are basically none, unless you are literally talking face-to-face with somebody for a little bit. 1D, the condition of being at risk of financial loss, as in minimizes your exposure to market fluctuations. So this thing, whatever it is, it's minimizing your risk of financial loss in the markets. You don't want to be losing your money. Why would you do that? That seems silly. But maybe if you're taking a risk, then maybe it's going to pay off. There's a possibility of that. Also for that one, just an amount at risk. That's the amount that you're exposing to risk. That's your exposure. I guess in the financial world, they use that term. Number two, the act or an instance of exposing, as 2A, disclosure of something secret. Keep it secret, keep it safe. As in the example, tried to prevent exposure of their past. They don't want their past known. They did some shady, shady things in their past, and they don't want it out there in the open. They don't want it disclosed to the rest of the world. 2B, the treating of sensitized material, like film, to controlled amounts of radiant energy, and then also the amount of such energy or length of such treatment, as in a 3-second exposure. On cameras, photo cameras, well, video cameras too, but it's a little bit different. You are telling the camera how much time you want it to be exposed, how much time you want the light that is coming into the lens to be exposed onto the film, onto the sensor, depending on if we're talking analog or digital here. I think long exposures are really cool. For one thing, you can get some light trails, car light trails going by. You can get like lights tend to have this like different sort of look to them when you do like a long exposure. They're very cool. You can get motion blurs of people walk in. I love those long exposures. How long you are exposing the image to the sensitized material, the film. Number 3A, the manner of being exposed. The manner of being exposed. How are you being exposed? By exposure. 3B, the position, as of a house, with respect to weather influences or compass points. Yes, we're talking about the weather. How are they influenced by the weather? The rain, the wind, the snow, the hail, something like that. So that's the position of the house. We have an example, a room with a southern exposure. That room is pointing to the south. So if you're in the northern hemisphere, you're going to get more sunlight probably on that side because the sun is typically on the southern side. With respect to weather influences or compass points. Yep, either compass points, directions, or like, oh, I guess it's that room has a rain exposure because it's exposed to the rain. 4, a piece or section of sensitized material, like film, on which an exposure is or can be made, as in the example, 36 exposures per roll. Depending on the size of like the camera, like what format is it? 35 millimeter? Is it 4x5 medium format? There's all these different sizes. Depending on that, you're going to get a different amount. You get, you know, this part is one exposure. Then you wind the film. The next part is the next exposure. So you're calling those an exposure. And then you expose them to light for a certain amount of time. A 3-second exposure. Okay. Do we have etymology for this one? Nope. So now we gotta go on to the next word. When the sound effect is gonna be, what was it? Next is exposure meter. Two words, noun from 1891. A device for indicating correct photographic exposure under varying conditions of illumination. Illumination! So yeah, if this is probably the same as a light meter, it doesn't say, those might be slightly different, but basically you like hold up the thing to the light that's coming at the thing, at your subject. And you're like, well, based on the light and everything, I think we're at about this exposure. This is, you know, you got lots of little dials and things. You got the ISO, you got the aperture, you got the shutter speed, which is the exposure time, and the amount of light coming in. You got to factor in all these things. You use an exposure meter. Let's put a picture of an exposure meter on the social media. Next is expound. This is a verb from the 14th century starting with transitive. 1a, to set forth, and the synonym is state. I am stating at the beginning of my speech. I'm stating what I believe, and I'm starting off my speech. I'm expounding. Okay. 1b, to defend with argument. I feel very strongly about this thing, so I'm going to argue because we feel differently, and I'm going to defend my my argument with a few points. These are my points, and so that is expounding. Not typically the way that I think of this. Maybe number two is how I think of it. To explain by setting forth in careful and often elaborate detail, as in expound a law. You are going to explain the law in lots of detail, very elaborate detail. And yes, this is how I think of it. If I'm going to expound on something, I'm going to give more information, more details, probably something that everybody wants from me. Okay, here's intransitive. To make a statement, and the synonym is comment. I'm sorry. No, well, this is a verb. You can't use it that way, Spencer. Okay, comment. I'm commenting on a thing. When I would, if you're watching this on YouTube, please, please comment in the comments. Please expound on what you think. A synonym is the word explain. Yep. Expounder is a noun. This is from the Latin exponere, which means to explain, and there's more at the word expose. So when you are expounding, you are exposing all of your various points and your knowledge. You're exposing them to the world. Next is express. Express yourself. That's not how the song goes. Express yourself. The first form of express is an adjective from the 14th century. 1A. Directly, firmly, and explicitly stated, as in my express orders. My express orders are, they're the orders that have been told to me very explicitly, directly, firmly. The guy got all up in my face and he said, you're going to go do this thing. I'm going to give you all the details. I'm going to expand on what your mission is. And I have expressed them to you. 1B. The synonyms are exact and precise. That's definitely how I like my things. Express. 2A. Designed for or adapted to its purpose. Designed for its purpose or adapted to its purpose. There's no example here. Express, I don't know how that is used exactly. Just express, I don't know. 2B is of a particular sort, and the synonym is specific, as in for that express purpose, that very specific purpose. I brought a bagel today. I don't usually have a bagel, but we had some bagels. We got some everything bagels. I think this is from Dave's Killer Bread. Thanks, Dave. And so this, I brought this for a very express purpose, and that purpose is for me to put it in my mouth and then poop it later. But yep. 3A. Traveling at high speed, but specifically, traveling with few or no stops along the way, as in express train, choo-choo, and there's a picture of a train. I used to take the train a lot to go into the city. When I was in college, I went to Columbia College in Chicago, and I would take the train in, and some days, or depending on the time, I guess it's changed, but there would be an express train from the first stop at the in the north of Chicago all the way, like, halfway into the city. You passed all the stops, and that was great. You just flying by. I loved it. And sometimes, though, during rush hour, they're like, we have a full train, and we need to get these people. We're running late. We're running behind. We got to skip a few stops. So they'll get on the intercom, and they'll say, this train is express. We're skipping these stops. We're going here. We're going to go flying by, and you can't stop us because I'm a choo-choo train. Nothing can stop the choo-choo train. Okay, what else? 3B. Adapted or suitable for travel at high speed, as in an express highway. Well, there are certain highways or parts of highways that have an express area. So, like during rush hour in one direction, they've got these express lane opens to the people. They've got it open to the people who are going in that direction. More people are going maybe towards the city to go to their jobs. So those would be like the express lanes. And then, you know, at the end of the day, rush hour coming back, it's open to the other side of traffic. I have mixed feelings about these because I feel like sometimes in these express lanes, if there's so many people going there, it ends up being slower than if you just took the normal part of the highway. But you don't know what it's going to be like until you get there. You can't see ahead unless somebody tells you. But some of them, you know, there's like a couple in Chicago on 94, and there's like one I'm like, nah, I don't like to take that one. But this other one at this other area, that one I'll take because it's always faster. You're skipping. You have no access to a bunch of the exits. That's why they're express. You don't have to deal with people trying to go off or trying to come on. So they're express. What else for express? We said that one, so now we got 3C. This is British. It is designed to be delivered without delay by special messenger. I have an express package for you. I am bringing it quickly without delay. I will not delay. I shan't delay. I will not stop and get an espresso on the way. I will deliver your express package expressly. A synonym is the word explicit. Not entirely sure how or why. You gotta go back and hear about explicit. Let's see. This is from the Latin verb exprimere, which means to press out or express. It's kind of the same thing. To press out. X means out often. So express is to press out. From X plus primere, which means to press. There we go. And there's more at the word press, of course. We're going to press out the information, press out the train, press out the cars. I don't know how we're pressing them out. Next word. The second form of express is an adverb from the 14th century. Number one is obsolete, and the synonym is expressly. Yes, because it is an adverb. Interesting. So expressly doesn't really get used, but we do use express as an adverb. I think I want to go back to expressly. Number two is by express, as in delivered express. That thing was delivered on a fast train with nothing stopping them in Britain with no delay. And why don't we say expressly? What happened there? I feel like I would understand it better. Not that I don't understand it, but like, I would, when I hear delivered express, I would want it to say delivered by express. Like the thing is the express fast motion train or something, but it's the adverb. So I would want to say delivered expressly. But we don't say that. The third form of the word express is a noun from 1619. Number 1A is British. It is a messenger sent on a special errand. Ooh, I have a special errand for you. Can you please do this without delay? Because you are my express, and you will be going to do an express delivery. 1B is also British. A dispatch conveyed by a special messenger. So, the messenger is the express, and the thing that they are sending out is also the express, and they are doing it by express. This word is being weird now. Okay, 1C1, a system for the prompt and safe transportation of parcels, money, or goods at rates higher than standard freight charges. So, you know, when you go to like the post office or one of those other places that send packages around the world, you say, I want it sent express. So you're going to pay more and it's going to get there faster, I think, right? Prompt and safe transportation. Whatever you're sending, do it express. I will pay extra money because it's got to get there fast. It's very important. This person needs their ice cream. It's going to melt if it's not express. Express it. 1C2 is a company operating such a merchandise freight service. What's one of those? Well, I mean, we got FedEx, we got UPS, we got the post office. Those are the big ones. I think there's a bunch of other ones, but I guess you could just call them an express because they offer this service. Okay, 1D is also British, and the synonym is special delivery. Special delivery. What was that guy's name on Mr. Rogers? Mr. Roger Rabbit. What was his name? He was the mailman, and he would say special delivery because he's got an express package. Number 2, an express vehicle. The train, the car, the van, the delivery service truck is the express. Okay, that's it for that one. We got our last word. It's the fourth form of the word express, and we are saving the synonym information for the next episode because that's how it just goes. This is life. Okay, the fourth form of the word express is a verb from the 14th century, and it looks to be just transitive. 1A. The synonyms are delineate and depict. Delineating, we are depicting some people having a tea party in this painting, and so that would be we would be expressing the tea party in this painting. Delineating it, depicting it. Sure, why not? 1B, to represent in words, and the synonym is state. All of these words that I am stating the words, I am expressing them to you. Hear my words. 1C, to give or convey a true impression of, and the synonyms are show and reflect. You are showing, give or convey a true impression of. It can't be false. It must be true. 1D, to make known the opinions or feelings of who? Of probably oneself. You are making your opinions and your feelings known. You are expressing yourself. Express your feelings. Don't hold it back. Yes, you gotta tell people how you feel. Express yourself. Yourself. Oneself. Do it right now. Go tell the people how you feel. If I'm trying to think of a situation, I won't give a specific situation, but if there is a situation you are uncomfortable with in some way, you must, I think, you must speak up. It can be very hard to do, but I think it is probably the best thing to do in whatever situation that is. You need to, don't just be like, okay, fine, yeah, whatever, cool. Be like, you know what? That doesn't feel comfortable to me. I don't like that. Express what is in your brain, in your heart, in your feelings, in your gut, okay? Let's just keep it at that. 1E, to give expression to the artistic or creative impulses or abilities of, and also, again, it's probably about yourself. Giving expression to the artistic or creative impulses or abilities of yourself. How do you express yourself? I guess this podcast is a way that I express myself. It is a safe space. I don't have to talk to anybody in person, although sometimes I got guests. But I'm talking about stuff. Sometimes personal stuff comes up, personal stories, whatever it is. But sometimes it's also for people, it's painting, it's sculpture, it's dance. Dance is a really good way to express yourself. Music, playing an instrument, singing. Can you think of other art forms where you could possibly express yourself? Yes, you probably can. That's a good way to express how you feel. Yeah. Go do art. Go art so hard. Art hard. Okay, what else do we got? 1F. to represent by a sign or symbol, and the synonym is symbolize. To represent by, I like things, like when it comes to like a tattoo, I don't like words necessarily. I like something that's going to represent, it's going to be a symbol, it's going to express that thing. Like my t-shirts tend to have, you know, this one's got a bunch of words on it. It's my Mojo Dojo Casa House of a Thousand Corpses shirt. But like my pins, the pins I have on my bag, they all express something. They are a symbol for a thing that you can, you know, maybe it's an icon, a logo, or whatever. Do I have anything else here? I don't think so. Okay, so that was that one, symbolizing. Now we got 2A, to force out by pressure. You squeeze your head, and you will force out the brains through your nose. No, probably what we're talking about here is the juice of a fruit, the juicy fruit. You squeeze the lemon with lots of pressure on the lemon, and then you are expressing the lemon juice. Lemon juice. Okay, 2B is to subject to pressure so as to extract something. Okay, this might not be a fruit. There might be other things that you got to squeeze so hard, you probably need a machine to squeeze it. You are extracting the juices or something, the essence from the thing. What could you be expressing? Lots of things, I don't know. Probably not a rock. It's hard to get stuff from a rock. 3, to send by express. I'm going to express my package by express with an express person, and my package is the express. 4, to cause a gene, like a G-E-N-E, to cause a gene to manifest its effects in the phenotype, also to manifest or produce by a genetic process. And the thing that you would be manifesting or producing would be a character, a molecule, or effect. To manifest or produce a character, molecule, or effect by a genetic process. I'm not entirely sure how that all works or what that all means in the genetic world. Express, the gene is going to express red hair. Expressor is a noun. Expressible is an adjective. And we already talked about the etymology, and we're going to skip the synonym information because there's no time today. So today we must pick a word of the episode. We had exposure, exposure meter, expound, express, 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 express. I'm going to pick exposure. I like taking long exposures on my camera. Let me say that in a song. I like taking long exposures on my camera. They're really cool. You see some stars. Super dope. Seeing those stars with long exposure. Okay, that's fine. I will quickly now tell you about a movie that I watched, which I think I mentioned Monkey Man. I think I mentioned Civil War. And now we are on The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare. A true story, I guess, was revealed in 2016 by Winston Churchill's secret documents or book or something, journals. And so the story is true about what these people did. It's a crazy story. But I believe that they probably took a lot of literary license, whatever that phrase is, artistic license. I think they really fictionalized it. They changed it. For one thing, I don't think the people look anything like the real people, and that's fine. You know, we why would we want to see what the real people look like? We do get to see photos at the end, though, of a few of them, which is cool. I just couldn't remember people's names. So pay attention to the names if you watch this movie, and then look at the people at the end and be like, that's not what they looked like at all in the movie. It was a fun movie, you know, fun, witty banter. Because a lot of them are British, I just thought it was so funny how they were like so British, so proper. There was no like very little emotion. They were all just like, yep, we're in a very stressful situation and we're going to just speak and act very calmly because we're British. And that was not a British accent at all. Okay, I must end this because I got work to do. So thank you very much for joining me on this journey of a show called The Dictionary. And until next time, this is Spencer dispensing information. Goodbye.
Hello, my name is Michael Hunter. My buddy, David Spencer, and I have a new podcast all about one of our favorite internet sites growing up, HomestarRunner.com. You know, the guys that did...
Girl Squad!
Looks like we're gonna have to jump!
Sitcom on for Hobo Gods, sitcom on.
We're going through every Flash cartoon on the site in release order. I've seen all of them, David has seen most of them, and David's wife Alexa pops in and watches them for the first time, just for the show. Come on, Fahooglapods, a Homestar Runner podcast, available wherever podcasts are sold and at pipedreampodcast.com.